IVM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 27th episode of the Sponge Podcast, the penultimate episode. I'm with Ambi Parmeshwaran as always. Hi, Ambi.
Hi, good to be back.
Good to be back. Almost done, Ambi. We're almost at the end of the journey.
We discussed this last time, right? You're going to say you're fired very soon.
Well, I can't say that. I wish I could. No, actually, I don't really wish I could. Why should I wish I could? I've had a great time doing this. So today we're going to talk about the chapter, The Self-Driven Driver. Very interesting chapter. And I think, we all have a goose bhai in our lives in some way, shape or form, right? And so why don't you tell people
a little bit about it? Okay, so, the previous 26 chapters were about my clients, whom I met, and then I had an interesting interaction with them, and then I captured it in the book. So whether it was Mr. Azim Premji or Mr. Ratan Tata or Mr. Damodaran or Dr. Kurian, these are all clients that everyone knows them, and it probably seems obvious that you can learn a lot from him, from these people, because they are really smart people, right? But this chapter kind of swings the other way. It says, look, if you look around you, you can actually learn a lot from other people. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the high and mighty, the powerful people, but even some simple people you can learn from. So this chapter is about a driver we had in our Hyderabad office called Gauss. And we used to call him Gauss Bhai,
Okay.
So I was taking over as a South and in charge of South, and I was visiting Hyderabad the first time. I think it was 1989, June or July or something like that. And the branch manager, Ram Seshu, had come to the airport to pick me up. And Gauss Bhai is part of the old vintage where the style was every branch manager gets a company car and a company driver.
Right, yes, of course.
So Ram Seshu had a company car. I think it was a Fiat Premier.
Okay.
Padmini. And
definitely
then
the 80s.
Yeah, 89. Right? So, and he had Gauss Bhai, who was the driver. So he came to pick me up and we got into the car, and he also told Gauss Bhai, hamara naya boss hai. So he said, salam saab. I said, good morning or whatever, Gauss Bhai. Came to office and we were sitting in our branch manager's cabin, and he said, what do you like to have? Coffee, tea, something. And then next I see Gauss Bhai walking in with a tray.
Okay.
With coffee and tea for it. So I looked at him and took the tea from him. And then I asked Ram, hey Ram, this Gauss Bhai is your driver, no? So he said, boss, ye to sab kuch karta hai. He said, what do you mean? When I'm in office and I'm not going out, he's here and he's in office and he's ready to do anything. I said, what all does he do? So he said, he came and gave you tea and then he does filing, If I want him to go and get something photocopied, he'll do that. And sometimes he may be sitting even in the studio, doing some cutting and pasting kind of stuff, which used to happen those days. So Gauss Bhai was kind of an all-around guy. And no one used to tell him to do that. I said, Ram, ye sab theek nahi hai, yaar. He's a company-paid driver. You can't make him come and serve coffee, tea, and do these kind of things.
Right.
He said, boss, I don't have a say in this. He wants to do it. So he says, saab main, and the typical Hyderabadi, kai ko gadi mein baithna hai saab. Office mein aata hu saab. Kaam karta hu saab. That kind of stuff. So, our Hyderabad office was a bit of a disaster. So, in its history, it's probably made profit. 20 years it was existing, and 2 years we made profit. 18 years we made a loss. So, finally, probably 98 or 99 or so, we decided that time has come to kind of wind up the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the branch manager had moved to Dubai on another job. It was not Ram's issue, it was someone else. And I was given the onerous job of going there and, meeting the staff and telling them, look, one of the things which we tried and practiced was, you never put anyone out of a job if he can't find another job.
Right.
Right. So my job was, you know, we're not, you know, going to continue with this office. We're going to shut it down. But, you know, you've been with us. And we had about 9 people in the office. You know, goes by one more peon, 2 or 3 artists and 1 or 2 servicing people and secretary. So I said, you know, we should not, you know, we should give them an option. So one was, I said, look, I can move you to any of our offices, you know, Chennai or Bangalore.
Right.
Or if you want me to look around for you for a job in Hyderabad, I will look around and spread the word. And, you know, if you want to leave, you're welcome to leave and the company will give you a kind of a generous handshake. So this is a deal which we had. And so I was sitting there and I was going through everyone. And the last person to come in was Gausbhai.
Right.
So I said, Gausbhai, aapko to malum. He said, haan saab, malum tha. Ye to company theek nahi hai, children saab. Right. Problem hai saab. So I said, abhi Gausbhai, kya karoge abhi? So he said, nahi saab, hum kuch karenge na. Humko malum tha, this company ka udhar halat theek nahi hai. आप लोग तो बहुत साल हमको सपोर्ट किया हेड ऑफिस से, ये तो साहब 5-6 साल से कुछ प्रॉफिट ही नहीं है. ही न्यू एवरीथिंग,
राइट?
ही न्यू दैट द कंपनी द ब्रांच इज मेकिंग अ लॉस फॉर मेनी मेनी इयर्स एंड वी आर नॉट कलेक्टिंग मनी फ्रॉम आवर क्लाइंट्स एंड ही न्यू ऑल दैट. सो आई सेड, व्हाट आई गोना डू? सो आई सेड, लुक गौसभाई, आई कैन फाइंड यू अ जॉब. यू नो देयर आर लॉट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स ऑफ माइन हु नीड अ गुड गाय एज अ रिलायबल ड्राइवर. ही सेड, नहीं साहब, मैं कुछ करेगा. सो आई सेड, ओके. So he took whatever we gave and he left. And I think a couple of years later, I discovered he was driving an auto rickshaw.
Okay.
And he had bought an auto rickshaw. He was driving it around. So about 2 years ago, I was doing a book talk in Hyderabad. Mm-hmm. And my old colleague, Satyanarayana, decided to, and he told me, there's a surprise for you. So I said, what do you mean? So he said, nah, aapka talk ke baad aap niche jaate hain. So I finished my talk and went down. And that was during the Ramadan month. So okay. We were planning to go and have biryani at Paradise.
We had even
arranged for, there is this dish called Haleem, you know.
Yes.
So it's pretty difficult to get. And so he had booked all that. So I'm looking forward to go. And I come down and I see this Gausbhai standing there, you know, with Rajkumar, the other peon. And I don't know what got into me. I went and I hugged him. I said, Gausbhai, so nice to see you. So, kaise aap? So he said, I'm fine, sir. काम वाम कर रहे हो क्या? टैक्सी? इसे नो, यू नो, आई सेव्ड इनफ मनी, आई बॉट सम प्रॉपर्टी, द प्रॉपर्टी इज रेंटेड. आई सेड, व्हाट अबाउट चिल्ड्रन? दे आर ऑल इन दुबई, दे आर डूइंग वेल. आई सेड, या, सो नाइस टू सी यू.
व्हेन डिड यू शट द ऑफिस? व्हाट ईयर वाज दैट?
वी वुड हैव शट द ऑफिस अराउंड 2000 or 2001 or 2002.
सो इन 16 इयर्स, समथिंग लाइक दैट.
ही मैनेज्ड टू काइंड ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्म हिज लाइफ. ही मैनेज्ड टू save enough money, put his children through some kind of education, and also manage to, you know, save enough money, have property, send kids abroad. Mm-hmm. So I think, I mean, it was a pleasure to see him. So I told him, you know, want to join us for dinner, but he said, no, you know, I've already had my dinner. Thank you, Saab, mm-hmm. and all that, he said. And so I'm just saying that if you're working in a company and, you know, if everyone in a company is like a Gausbhai, I mean, the company will go places. You know, I've had a dear friend and a colleague in Boots called M.S. Shetty. Now, Shetty mm-hmm. started his life literally as a peon.
Okay.
And then while working, he managed to do his graduate. He did his BSc. Then he did his management. He did a part-time MBA. And over a period of time, from a guy who was literally like the guy serving the coffee tea, he moved up. And then he was finally the general sales manager of the company.
That's impressive, yeah.
And
Boots is where you were at, right? Once upon a time?
Boots is pharmaceutical.
No, you used to work
with them. Yeah, I used to work there. We used to sit together as brand managers. And Colderin, Strepsil, Bernal, and of course, Brufen and Kineton.
Shetty's
a great example of a guy who just, you know, went up. So whenever I see, I think in this chapter, I've spoken about Stephen Covey's 7 habits of effective people. And I think the first habit of highly effective people is to be proactive.
Hmm.
How can you be proactive?
Right.
So I think what I learned from Gausbhai is that, you know, you can be a driver, you can be a company driver or whatever, but you can have a, you can do a lot more.
Right.
Right. And I think you can either say, look, this is a job assigned to me. I will drive the car. When the car is parked, I sit in the car and sleep. Right.
Mm.
Or I say, look, I've driven the car is parked in a parking lot. Now, what can I do?
Yeah.
Can I go up to office? Can I help out? Can I learn some new thing? And so whatever is your job, a designated job, my question is, you have to do your assigned job very well.
Mm-hmm.
But how hungry are you to do other jobs?
Yeah.
Right. And how often have you gone to your boss and said, what else can I do?
That's a good question. And I think that that's a mark of a great employee, right? When somebody's looking at the overall business and trying to see, like, you know, what are the opportunities that exist from them in the business? How can they provide value? Like, I don't know if you've been seeing this recently on Twitter. There's this 10X engineer thing going on.
Uh-huh.
It's become a little bit of a meme now. But the idea is that basically, what are the kinds of people who multiply your productivity by 10, right? And so there are a lot of different characteristics to that kind of person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main ones is that they take ownership of everything. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's what you're seeing in like someone like Ghostbuy, right? Where they are taking ownership of the company, no matter what position of the company they're in. They feel like they own the company and they feel like they should perform accordingly.
Yeah. So, I've had employees who walk in and say that, look, I need to have a chat. And then you say, what is it? You say, you know, we've not picked up any new business in the last 6 months.
Hmm.
This way we'll not grow. What are we doing about your business? So I said, do you have any suggestion? So, yeah, you know, there are these three accounts, which I think are a little shaky,
mm-hmm.
you know. Can I start doing some work on that? I said, yeah, you're working on, don't you have your regular job?
Right.
Where will you find time? No, I'll find the time. You know, I'll find the time. But, you know, we should do something. Great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you had 20, 30 such people, I mean, your company will keep doing
multipliers.
Better.
They're force
better.
Multipliers, in truth.
So I think, is that the other interesting thing someone told me was, the most unemployed people in your office are the people who appear to be the busiest.
It's an art.
Okay.
The art of appearing busy.
The guy actually is doing nothing, but he appears very busy. So you go and ask him, you know, there is this new job, can you do it? Arre boss, time nahi hai. Okay. And you'll also find the guys who are really hardworking are the guys who says, boss, I'm busy, but I'll do it. Give it to me. Don't give it to anyone else. I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy will work through the night and, you know, do it. So the most unemployed guy in the office appears to be the busiest.
Yep.
The most overworked guy is the guy who says, I want to do more work.
Right.
Right. I know, give me more. And I'm happy to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I mean, that's a great, great thing to watch out for.
Mm.
That how hungry is the team to do more work. So you walk in and tell the guy, look, there is this great new business opportunity. We have to pitch. One guy will say, oh God, I've got so much work.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy will say, wow.
Yeah, let's
you
do
know,
it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll find the time. So so they say, right? I mean, work expands to fill the time.
Yes, it
which
does.
You have. So Ghostbuy is one small example. And you are, you know, lucky that I've had quite a few such people who say, look, boss, you know, let's do something different, you know.
Yeah.
Can I work on some other account? You know,
I agree. The opposite is actually the more common thing, right? I mean, like where you see people who are just time serving.
And shirkers.
Yeah.
And they say, no, I don't have the time. You know, I'm already overworked. What do I do?
There was another interesting story which you did not name the person of, right, inside the chapter where you're talking about somebody who you met at some client company or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird guy, you know. So he had joined this company and the company was not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, I think, from a very good business school or whatever. So after the meeting, I walked up to his desk and he was sitting at his desk and the desk was completely free. There was not a single paper, pen, nothing on it. So I asked him, oh, you know, you've been here how long? He said, 1 month. So I said, boss, I mean, those days there was no laptop, nothing.
Yeah.
So I said, boss, you know, nothing on your table. He said, yeah, I've given a requisition to admin for my stationery. They've not given me anything. So how are you working? He said, I'm not working. I said, what's pretty wrong with you, yaar?
I just found that to be the craziest thing. And like the
true story.
Yeah.
Won't believe it. The guy had nothing on his table. He was just coming to office, attending meetings, not taking any notes because no one has given him a pen and a paper.
That just seems unbelievable,
but
right?
That's true. I don't think the guy lasted very long and the company shut down soon after.
Yeah. Bad employee, bad employer, bad everything, right?
Yeah, like, terrible.
Even like, how does he, honestly, I mean, like, the guy has problems, but how does the company take a month to give him stationery also, right? That's a bad that's a bad administration process on the company part.
That's weird. You know, yeah. I mean, how can you take that long? But still, you can blame the company, but
I blame the guy first.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, sorry, but just go and buy a damn notebook. Yeah, buy a pen. Yeah, buy a sharp pen.
Yeah, correct. Buy a ball pen and buy a notebook.
If you're talking about pre-laptop times, then we're talking about basically a kharcha of 2 rupees.
Exactly. 2 rupees for the pen and 5 rupees for the notebook, yeah. And you're up and about. But he was just floating around for a month, doing nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yes. I think that's the other end, you know. So, I mean, if your company is filled with people like Gausbhai, you will fly.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, as a CEO, your only job is to keep them on a particular path, you know, and then you'll keep flying. But if you're filled with the other type of guy, nothing can save you.
True. Good. Great. I think that's a good place to end this episode, our second last episode. We'll be back next week with the last episode of the Sponge Podcast for now. Hopefully, we'll be able to do something when Ambi writes his next book.
Yeah,
but definitely. For now, next week's going to be the last episode.
Okay. Thank you.